How would you describe Jack? You what know, was it that you liked about him?
It was just unreal. I mean, it was so different than any of the other fellas there. He was so humble and so kind. All the fellas felt the same way. He just was a, it was just kind of unreal. He was so different than anyone else I'd ever dated or known. He was always kind and very thoughtful. In those days, at most of the sorority and fraternity dances, the house mothers would come to chaperone. And he'd always ask the house mothers to dance. And that was the light of their evening. You know, nobody ever asked him to dance. He was just a kind, sweet, gentle person.
Mm-hmm. How many years were you married?
65.
Your children and their names?
Gail Zero Richards.
She's here this evening.
She's here with her husband, Kip. Emmett. Kathy Zero is my second daughter. And then I have a son, Scott Zero, who's married to Hillary.
Wasn't it sometime that Jack had an automobile accident that lingered with him?
Yeah. My second daughter was about 4 months old, and Jack was going out to a well, and he was on a farm road near Perkins, Oklahoma. A farm truck was ahead of him, and he was starting to pass it. It turned left in front of him, and he turned left to avoid hitting it and hit a culvert, and he turned over. I don't know. He was thrown out of the car. The ambulance driver said that man sure must have had his maker with him because there's nothing left of the car. In those days, I guess he was very fortunate they didn't have seat belts, so he was able to be thrown out. The rest of his life, he had back problems, and I think that was one of the main causes that he suffered. He got arthritic as he got older and had a lot of health issues.
When is it then that you moved to Tulsa?
Right after we were married. We moved here immediately.
Okay. What did Jack do in Tulsa?
He went to work with his father and his brother in the, actually it was scrap and junk business in those days.
His father's name was?
Sam.
He was also in business with?
Henry.
Henry's
brother, yeah.
In the used pipe business.
Yes, scrap.
Scrap business.
And used.
That continued on for some time?
He really was more interested in getting into the oil business, but their main thing was in the supply business. And they went from the used business to the new business.
Did they open stores?
Yes, that was one of the things that they had to do in order to go into the new business. Because the suppliers, like U.S. Steel and all the other suppliers, would not put their product into a used business. The first store they opened was in Pawhuska.
And this is important, I think, because of Jack's interest later on. He became involved with Native Americans and Indian lease sales.
Well, the first store, as I said, was opened in Pawhuska. It so happened that that was the day of the Indian lease sale there. The Osages would sell leases. Jack's dad was a wonderful, sweet man, very friendly, never met a stranger. So he went up to the lease sale, and he was so friendly, and he was waving to everybody, and somebody came back to the store and said to Jack, you better go get your dad. You're going to own every lease there. You know, they thought he was bidden.
He got out of that, didn't
he?
They formed a pipeline company then? What was the
name
of that?
Well, that was Big Heart Pipeline. They were pulling old pipelines up and selling it for scrap. Jack thought that there was a future in pipelining, and rather than pulling the pipe, they formed a business and they collected oil from the lease owners. That's when they got into the pipeline business.
They collected oil.
They'd go around to different people's leases, and they bought the oil from them. Then they used the pipeline to go into the refinery, the one in Cushing, I believe.
So that was the Big Heart Pipeline Company.
Yeah, they had trucks that collected the oil. They had a fleet of trucks.